From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into another edition of DeKalb Business Today and DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes, along with executive producer Jason Beck. Now, we have got a packed house here on a Friday morning for this edition of DeKalb Business Today. We'll introduce our panel coming up in just a second, but first we want to remind you, DeKalb Business Radio is on social media. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. You follow us on Twitter, @DeKalb Radio X. Of course, we stream live on our website, DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com. That's where you'll find our podcasts, as well as on iTunes. Both of those are free downloads. And I want to remind you, this edition of DeKalb Business Today is brought to you by the Bernellis Insurance Agency of Dunwoody, a division of Farmers Insurance. Contact Kellen Bernellis and her talented team at 1-800-376-8967. We've got a talented team around the table on this Friday morning. Let's go ahead and introduce them. First, from Busy Neighbor, Charmel Scott and Corinthian Scott. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
Well, we're here to promote a veterans recreation center. So the goal is to open up a veterans recreation center to combat suicide for alternative. What we want to do is to provide a relaxed and safe environment so that veterans don't have the urge to commit suicide when they return home.
It's an admirable endeavor. I would imagine a lot of work goes into that.
Absolutely. We located a property in Stone Mountain. It's on 6 acres. Very serene on a lake, so it would just provide a perfect environment for them to relax.
Well, we'll look forward to talking more about that, maybe a little bit about your experience that led you to this fight. So Charmel, Corinthians, we appreciate you being here. Our second guest, Charlie Sill. Hey, my radio voice is a little bit under the weather today, so we bring you Charlie, who you hear on the radio all the time doing some traffic. He comes to us today as video and audio producer at Blueberry Productions. Tell us about Blueberry Productions.
Well, Blueberry Productions came out of an idea I had a while ago, and I had to wait for technology to become a little less cumbersome. As we know, film, as it used to be, took a whole processing. You had to shoot the film, you had to process the film, you had to print the film, and it was a big pain. So when DSLRs came in, and I just discovered this in like 2011, to be able to do video, it simplified the whole process. And I thought, with my audio background and my growing up in Hollywood, California, where the business is everywhere and you really can't escape it, that influenced me to wait for the technology to get to a point where I could use it in a video production sort of way.
Now, the first thing that I kind of identify when I look at Blueberry Productions, Blueberry spelled without the E, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y. What's the idea behind that?
The idea behind that is that somebody else had B-L-U-E. And I thought, okay, they're in Alaska. They're great. They do very good work, but I'm not going to step on anybody's toes, even if we're several thousand miles apart. So we decided, and I grow blueberries at my house in Stockbridge.
Okay.
So I have a whole fence line of them. And I every July when I get to pick them, it's really fun because I make blueberry muffins. I make blueberry pound cake. My waistline doesn't like it, but my friends love it.
Julia Roberts is Julie Roberts, and she had to go with Julia because there's already another actress named Julie Roberts.
Did not know that.
So Blueberry Productions minus the E. You always learn something, right?
Yeah, it's like with my last name. Some people call me Charlie Sills, and I say it's like silly without the Y and no S at the end. I don't know if Corinthians ever runs into that.
Yes.
Well, Charlie, we'll look forward to talking more about Blueberry Productions and a little bit of your background in Hollywood. Some interesting stories there. We'll talk about that coming up. Our final two guests, Dacia Dickey and Virginia Mason, both from the DeKalb Housing Authority. Dacia is a self-sufficiency coordinator, and Virginia is the Circles coordinator. Ladies, tell us what those titles mean.
Well, I'll start with family self-sufficiency coordinator. Initially, the Housing Authority of DeKalb County was focused on providing housing assistance. The Resident Services Corporation of DeKalb County ultimately focuses on low-income families and helps the families to achieve self-sufficiency in a number of ways by linking them with community resources to help them to become self-sufficient.
Virginia, how about you? What is a Circles coordinator?
Well, my program kind of in conjunction with the Family Self-Sufficiency Program, while the Self-Sufficiency Program provides case management for families, the Circles really is a more intense program because it provides a hands-on, a touch where we're matching families up with community leaders. basically circles kind of engages the community in resolving the issues of poverty.
I know the two of you have been helping people, helping families for a long time. Are you seeing the level of need at an all-time high? Obviously, there's always someone who needs help.
Yes, definitely. Especially in DeKalb County, we have quite a number of families who are in situations where they have very low incomes, and the problem is that they have limited access to resources.
Well, look forward to talking with you more about that and maybe some of the success stories, because I know that you're helping people and helping them get back on their feet and get a new start. So we
Absolutely.
Appreciate you being here. Now, let's get back with our first two guests, talking about Sharmell Scott and Corinthian Scott from Busy Neighbor. Sharmell, we'll start with you. Tell me why this urge to help veterans.
I'm a combat veteran, and so I know firsthand of coming home and trying to get acclimated back. And unfortunately, my first sergeant committed suicide. So we went to Desert Storm, and he came back home to get everything prepared. And he wasn't a very affectionate man at all. However, when we went over to Desert Storm, he kind of was like a father figure and said that, I'll make sure you're taken care of and you don't have to worry. So when we returned home, he hugged me and said, well done. But needless did I know, it would be the last time I would hear his voice. So it's something that's very, very dear to me.
You hear a lot about the deficiencies in the VA, the government not taking care of their veterans. Here's an instance where a veteran is looking to take care of veterans. Is that something that you're seeing across the military, people who have been there and survived it, trying now to step up and help others?
Well, from what I understand, it takes approximately 5 years for a veteran to return home and kind of get back into the swing of things. And so, unfortunately, it's just no way to kind of get back to normal, so to speak, because they're seeing a lot more different than things that we saw when I was in Desert Storm. And traditionally, the way to handle mental health is through medication. And, you know, dealing with the side effects of medication and, you know, going through therapy, it just may not be enough. And so we feel like recreation can go in conjunction with therapy and mental health and medication so that it provides a different alternative, because we all know the benefits of recreation.
And there's another component to it as well. When you talk about poverty and you talk about homelessness, getting veterans back to work. I mean, if they don't have a job and if they don't have an income, obviously they don't have a home.
Well, if they don't feel like they are at service, I mean, it's the first thing that you decide to do. You say service over itself is being a veteran is primary. So you have to feel like you're a part of something. You have to feel like you're doing something. And when you come home and no one else can understand you, what do? Unfortunately, you just sit and kind of wait it out. And after a while, that wait becomes frustration, and then it becomes depression. And as a result, you just feel like you have no hope.
They're on Twitter at Busy Neighbor, B-U-S-I Neighbor. You'll find them on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. Sharmell Scott, the executive director of Busy Neighbor. Sharmell, talk to me a little bit about what people can expect, what veterans can expect at this center when you get it done.
The goal is to provide like a full-fledged exercise room, a food pantry, a clothing pantry, a day room that has a movie theater, a library, computer lab. So literally an environment where you just completely relax. And with that property having a lake, the goal is to stock it with fish so that you can come out, relax. It's adjacent to a soccer park, which means that you can bring your family and just have just fun.
How do you fund something like that? Who have you talked to? What have you been trying to do?
Oh, my gosh, Matt. I have been knocking on so many doors and making a whole lot of phone calls to small business owners, a few politicians. So hopefully the need would become so great that somebody would step in and say, you know what, let's help make a difference.
How much money are you needing to raise for this center?
$500,000.
Okay. And how can people, if they're listening today, if business leaders who we often have on, if they're listening today, how can they help?
They can contact us at info@busyneighbor.org. We also have a CauseVox page. We have a GoFundMe page. It's called Be a Hero for Heroes at .causevox.com. Yeah, Be a Hero for Heroes .causevox.com.
And lastly, I know we met at a DeKalb Chamber of Commerce networking event, and you're walking around with a picture. Now, you're thinking outside the box when it comes to marketing this thing, right? It's on your T-shirt right now, but a picture of you in a superhero outfit. Talk about that kind of thinking outside the box type of thinking and trying to market what you're doing. It gains attention for it, right?
I am Vet Girl.
I like that. That's better than Bat Girl, or kind of a take on Wonder Woman. How'd you come up with the idea?
Well, the goal is to be a hero for your hero. So I figured that if I am dressed as Vet Girl, then more people would definitely decide to become a superhero for their favorite hero.
Well, that's wonderful. We wish you the best of luck in what you're doing. And again, I know that a lot of business leaders and a lot of local decision makers listen to this show. And so we certainly hope that somebody will step up and help with that effort, because it's certainly a worthwhile cause.
Thank you.
All right. And again, you can find her on Twitter at Busy Neighbor, B-U-S-I Neighbor, Charmel Scott from Busy Neighbor. Let's move on to our second guest, and that is Charlie Sill from Blueberry Productions. So before we get to Blueberry, talk to me a little bit about your background, because you said you came from Hollywood.
Yeah, when you grow up in Hollywood, it's kind of funny because you're never far away from the entertainment industry, and it really affords you some odd and shocking opportunities. Not to really brag, but one of my first was doing we were talking about singing before the show began, and my first job ever was singing for a John Wayne movie. Now, that sounds weird.
Wow.
That sounds weird, but here's the scene. It was in a movie called Rooster Cogburn. It was a sequel to True Grit.
Okay.
Came out in 74, I believe. Well, the story goes, my parish organist, I went to a Catholic school at the time, took me out of math class and said, Charlie, you're in the Glee Club. Do you want to do this thing with Universal? We're singing for Rooster Cogburn. And I thought, what are we singing? He said, Blessed Assurance. I said, okay, I'll do it. So we had like 7 or 8 kids and went in, did one take in a huge sound studio with just a cappella. Because the scene was Katharine Hepburn's coming out of a schoolhouse. There's some thugs on horseback coming into town where their settlement is.
Oh.
And these are Indian kids who are learning to sing. We're off screen, off camera. You can only hear us. But you hear the singing stop with a shot of the schoolhouse. She comes out and she ushers the kids around the corner and out into a field. Say, go, go, go as quickly as you can, because they don't want to tangle with the bad guys.
And so I'm sure that the royalty checks that you continue to receive from that appearance have footed the bill for Blueberry Productions, right?
Well, absolutely, of course. No, and I danced with Jodie Foster. I was like, I don't know, in 9th grade. We were in the same cotillion class. So
wow.
She shows up and I thought, you look familiar. And she said, well, I'm an actress. And then she was 9 years old.
Wow.
And I said, what have you done in the typical Hollywood thing? And she said, well, I just came off this Disney picture called Napoleon and Samantha. I said, that's where I know you from. Anyway, so it's kind of fun being in and around it. But, you know, maybe it was a fascination with it at a very early age that spurred me to do this now.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
So talk to me about how this came about, you and your partner at Blueberry Productions.
Well, he is an artist. He works in oil and paint and wood, and he's very creative, and you need that. Because so many people out there who have businesses for which we do videos don't know the first thing about it. So our job as producers is to partially educate them on how to present their business properly. And we do that via our cameras and lights and whatever other equipment, sound as well. And with a background in radio, it helps to do a voiceover if they need it. If they want to do their own, I highly don't recommend that, because it never turns out as good as they'd hope.
So what all do you offer potential clients with services?
We're photography and video and sound. And the two kind of meld, or the three of them kind of meld together in a product for, say, if you have a business, which you do, and you don't have a video on your website, that's perfect for what we do. Because video not only is good for getting the word out, it's also good for ranking you higher in SEO status, at least from what I've read. You know what SEO is. Okay, good. We're on the same page here. Search engine optimization, these big words in the days in which we live. Anyway, so video is becoming more and more important, and it's becoming more accessible with iPhones and Androids that do incredible video. People are actually shooting film with an iPhone, and I find that a little insulting, but I have to give kudos to Apple for providing a product to do that.
Now, you mentioned earlier technology has kind of driven the cost of doing these things down. What has that done to your rates that you're offering customers?
Well, on the photography side, we try to keep it between $800 and $1,200, depending on the event. We photograph events. If you have a birthday party, a bar mitzvah, we're also bilingual. If you have a quinceañeras coming up, that's great. My partner speaks fluent Spanish. I'm working on it.
There you go.
The price has come down because the accessibility of video is so ubiquitous. It's literally everywhere. When was the last time you shot a video on your phone?
This morning.
Okay. what was it?
It was just me in the mirror. Singing.
Really?
There you go.
That's awesome. Did you like the outcome?
I did not.
Well, at least she's honest. So yeah, we can go all the way up to $15,000, depending on the budget and the scope of the work, like any production company. I know some production companies in Los Angeles who do nothing but corporate commercials, they're up still up in 250 to 500,000. We're not that expensive by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you have a dedicated space or a studio you work out of?
We work out of our home.
Wow.
We have a room dedicated to office work and studio work. We can come to you if your location is prettier, and I think in many cases it would be. I have a home studio voiceover for the voiceover work I do, so that's taken care of as well.
Talk about the bilingual aspect, because you mentioned that your partner speaks fluent Spanish. Was that a part of the initial idea, or did that just kind of come about?
It had to be part of the initial idea, because he did. I mean, he spoke Spanish fluently when I met him, and I knew he was a great artist, and I thought, you know, I've got to bring him in on this. This has to work, because it doubles our ability to help people out with their businesses and or events.
What kind of businesses are you working with?
In the past, we have worked with Galeo. I don't know if you're familiar with that group. Yeah, they're a local, what would you call them, a nonprofit to further the knowledge of Hispanics and voting and try to get people to vote. We've also worked with a architectural firm in Buckhead. Within the last year and a half, we did a piece for them on their business, which is great because they were really attracted to the idea. But with a little bit of persuasion, it's amazing when people say, yes, we can help you out. Here's the budget. They look at it initially and think, let me get back to you on that. But they eventually come around because I show them what it could cost in a bigger market and or with a different company. And that's the thing. People always ask, how do you differentiate yourself from other production companies? We offer rates that are highly compatible, in some cases less than they do.
And how are you getting the word out? How are people finding out about Blueberry Productions?
Marketing is an interesting thing. I am a hound on Twitter, like you wouldn't believe. Every day I'm posting something. This will be on there eventually, and I've already talked about it on Twitter. But we find that helpful. We have a Facebook page. I have a LinkedIn page, which is my personal one, but I'm hoping to get one on Blueberry. That's in the works right now. But also, guys like you providing the service. Thank you very much.
I
found out about this from a mutual friend of ours who owns Cartridge World.
Mm-hmm.
And Ash was very nice enough to introduce us, and I appreciate your opportunity. It's a great thing, and it's not only DeKalb. It's over the entire country. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
I just found that out doing my research.
We're spreading like a virus. It's a great thing.
Well, it's a good virus. It's a good
virus. It's a great thing. Charlie Sill from Blueberry Productions. Check out their website, blueberryproductions.tv. Again, it's B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y. Follow them on Twitter at Blueberry Prod. They're also on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. Charlie, we appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much, Matt.
All right, so our final two guests, again, Dacia Dickey and Virginia Mason from the DeKalb Housing Authority. So tell us a little bit about the types of people that you're helping.
Okay, well, I'll start. A majority of our participants are participants of the Housing Choice Voucher Program, which formerly was known as the Section 8 program, which is low-income persons who receive housing assistance. So what Virginia and I role is we work with the nonprofit affiliate of the Housing Authority, which is the Resident Services Corporation of DeKalb County. So unlike the government aspect of the Housing Authority, Resident Services offers more of a hands-on approach. What we look at is those systemic barriers that some of the families face that are preventing them from becoming self-sufficient.
And Virginia, what kinds of success stories have you seen in your work?
Well, we have actually seen families move from no income to going into home ownership through the Family Self-Sufficiency Program, which our programs kind of work hand in hand. So we have had families to improve their credit scores. We've had families to, as I said, go into home ownership. The Circles Initiative is our latest initiative that we're launching on September 17th. And again, the Circles program, in conjunction with Family Self-Sufficiency, it is a program that engages all segments of the community. Excuse me. And what it does is bring people together to help people to learn and to see the differences in people, learn to appreciate the differences in people, but also look at new ways of solving the issues of poverty. So it's a national program, but it is community driven.
It's something that, you know, here we are coming up on a presidential election year. You hear politicians all the time. Here's the answer to poverty. Here's what I'm going to do. Everybody's got different ideas, and a lot of them are empty promises. You guys are on the ground, and I like that you're introducing new programs and continuing to think about new ideas for these people.
Absolutely. And what we want to do is come up with new ideas. We want to get families together with community leaders, business leaders, and organizations, and help us to come together and look at it differently, to come and think outside of the box in dealing with the issues. Sometimes our families, low-income families, don't have access to community leaders and business leaders. And so, therefore, the community leaders don't hear our families, and our families don't have access to the community leaders. So this way, it engages both the community and the families.
Absolutely.
You can find out more on the web. ResidentServicesCorp.org is the website. How is this funded? Is this all public funding? Is there donations that are made?
There are donations that are made. As I said before, we are a nonprofit affiliate of the Housing Authority of DeKalb County. So, as Virginia said, we work with a number of community partners, and we also receive donations.
Tell us about some of those partnerships. Individuals, corporations, how does that work?
You name it, we partner with them. We partner with government agencies, entrepreneurs, business leaders, business professionals, someone who says, hey, here's $20, you name it.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. Ultimately, our goal is to help these families become self-sufficiency, because oftentimes you hear, especially in the media, about the social programs and people being on there for a lifetime. And what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of the barriers that people face when in these situations, they aren't exposed to anything. So what we do is we try to expose them to more. We try to open their eyes up to, you can be more. I mean, you know, it's so many issues as far as generational poverty. So tackling generational poverty is a big thing to overcome when you haven't been exposed to anything else. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at the whole person and say, what are these issues? I mean, even if it's something like a GED, or if it's something like childcare, you know, childcare can be very expensive. And if you have three kids and you're making a minimum wage, you can't afford childcare. So we link them with these resources that offer it.
What do you do, or what can be done, to battle the misconceptions maybe that are out there about people who need public assistance?
One of the biggest things that I've faced in my experience is just getting the word out, constantly talking about the success stories. You often hear bad things about these programs, but you don't really hear about the people who are really trying to do things. Like, I have one young lady who's actually going to get her PhD, but you don't hear about families who are actually in these type of programs who are trying to better themselves. This is just a stepping stone. So what we're trying to do is change the face of some of these programs, and not make it a way of life. You know, you can use it as opportunity to better yourself and move on, and that way the funds will be available for other people. I mean, our parent agency is the Housing Authority of DeKalb County, and the families that we work with primarily are the Housing Authority of DeKalb County, but we also work with veterans in the Veterans Administration. So it's a very broad program. So we hope to have some really good outcomes.
Dacia Dickey and Virginia Mason from the Resident Services Corp of DeKalb, part of the DeKalb Housing Authority. What was it in your backgrounds that brought you to where you are today and what you're doing today? Virginia, we'll start with you.
Well, the beauty of working with housing is that people come from all walks of life. I think the main thing about working with residents and working with families is that you have a passion and a heart for people. I was in the teaching profession, my friend actually approached me about starting a GED program, and she was the executive director of a housing authority. I started there with the GED program, and then it just kind of segued up into other positions. I started doing family self-sufficiency, and so it kind of evolved in that way.
How about you, Dacia?
Well, I started out in Baltimore City. I'm Baltimore born and raised, and I started on the public school system. And then looking in the public school system, sometimes you're working with the child, but it's not resources available to the parent. So you can try to work with children all day long, but if it's not anything to help the parents, then it's like sometimes it could be a lose-lose situation, because you can try to instill certain things into them, but if they're not getting it at home, it's not being reinforced. So what this allows is, with the Family Self-Sufficiency Program, we work with the entire family.
What's it, and I don't know if you can pinpoint it, but is there one cause? I kind of keep hearing the underlying theme maybe being education.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the biggest one or one of the biggest ones?
One of the biggest ones is education, that we see. Just as not necessarily a college degree. Some of them really need to get a GED, just starting with a high school diploma. And because we do full case management and we work with the families for up to 7 years, we're actually able to see the growth. So you can see someone go from a GED to a college degree, to graduating, to actually starting a career. So just to say that it's a very exciting program.
Okay. Virginia Mason, Dacia Dickey from the DeKalb Housing Authority, from the Resident Services Corporation there. Again, you can find out more on them at residentservicescorp.org. And ladies, before we leave you, how can people, if they want to donate, if they want to donate their time or be a part of this, what's the best way to get in touch?
They can actually email us. The best way I would say to email us is just to email FSS, and that stands for Family Self-Sufficiency, at DeKalbHousing.org. Or they can feel free to call us at 404-270-2592 and
404-270-2644.
And we'll be available anytime you want to talk. And you can also visit us on our website at theresidentservicescorp.org.
Well, ladies, we sure do appreciate the good work you're doing in helping families in DeKalb County. We appreciate you making time for us today to be here.
And thank you for the opportunity to come.
I want to also thank Charmel Scott and Corinthian Scott from Busy Neighbor. They're on Twitter at Busy Neighbor, B-U-S-I, Neighbor. Find them on Facebook and LinkedIn as they try and help local veterans. And, of course, Charlie Sill, the video and audio producer at Blueberry Productions. BlueberryProductions.tv is the website, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, Productions.tv. They're on Twitter at Blueberry Prod. That'll do it for this edition of DeKalb Business Today. We'll be back later on today at noon with our Power Lunch edition as we profile the food and drink industry around DeKalb County. Until then, for executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. This has been DeKalb Business Today.